passage that I love in the Bible. And it's the bread of life. And Jesus has just performed a miracle, right, guys? A miracle where he fed a lot of people. Can anybody tell me what miracle that was? Where he fed a lot of people. Brilliant! The feeding of 5,000. He just fed a lot of people. He did a miraculous sign, and it was the feeding of the 5,000. And Jesus actually, before that, he was quite tired. He went out to chill out. But then his followers came to him and they wanted to know more. They followed him and he saw that they're one. And he spent time with them and he spoke to them because he wanted to be caring for them. And then, after this, the followers didn't know where he was. And they were wondering where Jesus was, and they went to find him. And when they found him, they were like, "Oh my gosh, Jesus, you're here! When did you get here?" They were so excited. They were so excited to see Jesus. And Jesus saw his followers, and he saw the truth. And he said to them, "I tell you the truth. You are not excited to see me because I've done a miraculous sign, but because you are hungry for more food, because you ate and you had your fill." He was honest. Guys, honest. He was honest with his disciples and he told them the truth. And he said, "Do not worry. Do not spend your life worrying about food that spoils. When you have bread, you're hungry. Your hunger is gone today, but you are then hungry again tomorrow. I have food that gives eternal life." Now, this is quite weird. This is quite a weird thing. Could you imagine if you were there and Jesus saying, "I have food that gives you eternal life, that makes you never hungry again"? And they were like, "Oh my gosh, what is this food? Give us this food, we want this food." And I'm going to have to read this part. He says, So they wanted this food. They wanted this food. And they also asked, "What works must we do to do the works God requires?" And Jesus answered, "The works God requires is this, to believe in the one he has sent." And they heard him, and they were like, okay. You're the one Jesus sent. You're the one God has sent, okay? But what miraculous sign will you do for us to prove that you are the one Jesus sent? Now, Jesus has just done lots of miraculous signs, but they want another one. And they ask him, "What miraculous signs will you do?" And they want to back up their point. And they say, because Moses gave us manna in the desert. And Jesus was honest again with them. And he says, "I tell you the truth." It's all right, Sam, you got it. "I tell you the truth. Moses did not give you the bread. Moses did not give you the manna. But my Father was the one who gave you the manna from heaven." Then Jesus declared, "The bread, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry. He who believes in me will never be thirsty. But as I told you, you have seen me and still do not believe." Jesus said to them that he is the bread of life. Now, can I ask you guys, if someone said to you, "I am the bread of life," what would you think? just as a question. It's quite an odd thing to say, isn't it? I would be a bit confused. I would need a little bit more answering. And the followers got confused. They did get confused. And then Jesus says something even more confusing. He goes on and says this not once, but three times. You have to eat my flesh and drink my blood. That is weird. That is confusing. Absolutely. And then Jesus goes on and says, and now the followers are a bit confused by this. And they're like, I don't know how to take this, Jesus. You're telling us to eat your flesh and drink your blood, and that's the true bread of life, and with that I'll have eternal life. And they were like, they got a bit upset about this, and they started to talk amongst themselves. And Jesus noticed that they were talking amongst themselves, and then he speaks to them, and he says, Does what I say offend you? And I love this passage because Jesus is so honest in it. But also, he's very blunt. And I think sometimes, as Christians, we get this myth. I really need some water. Sorry. I've gotten so dry. Sometimes, as Christians, we get this misconception that we have to be so nice to everyone. We have to say things in such a nice way. Thank you so much. But Jesus doesn't call us to be nice. Jesus wasn't always nice. Jesus was loving. 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 Jesus was loving. Yes. Because it mattered more to him that he would tell his followers the truth than to say something nice. And I think that's a challenge that everyone can face. I've definitely faced it. So he goes on. He says, does what? Yes, he says. He goes on and he continues to talk to them. And his disciples are quite taken aback. His followers are quite taken aback. And do you know what happens next, guys? A lot of his disciples, they left him. A lot of his followers, they left him because they didn't understand what Jesus was talking about. Now, could you imagine? Could you imagine if you were talking to someone, you were telling them the truth, and you wanted to tell them the truth because you loved them so much, and then they were like, I can't handle this. And they walked away. They walked away from Jesus. And what did Jesus do? Can anybody guess what Jesus would have done after this? Do you think Jesus would run after them and say, no, wait, come back. Come back. Stay with me. Be my friend. Yeah?
Did you stand there?
He just let them walk. He gave them the freedom to choose. He let them walk. Jesus was trusting with this word. This is a hard word for Jesus to say. He was trusting with this word. This is a hard word for Jesus to say. But he trusted his followers. And some of them walked away. And this is the bit I love the most. Because Jesus then turns to his 12 and he says, are you to leave me too? And Peter says to Jesus, where would we go? Because they knew that Jesus was trustworthy. Whoa. They knew that Jesus was trustworthy. Now, sometimes in our lives, in each one of our lives, Jesus will lead us down a path that is not really, that is a bit confusing, that we can't really understand. But when we know Jesus as our best friend, when we know him, we can trust in the fact that he is trustworthy. We can hear his truth because he is honest to those that he loves. He is honest and he is loving to us. And he will allow us, he gives us that same choice today to choose whether or not we follow or whether we say, no, we can't do this, we walk away. Now, Jesus is the ultimate and bestest friend any person could ever, ever imagine and ever want. And now, we're going to pray. And I really just want to give the chance to anybody here who may not be a friend of Jesus and may want to be a friend of Jesus, or may have actually had this point where it's got too hard and I've walked away, and you want to get back being friends with Jesus. I'm gonna pray now. And if you want to be friends with Jesus, just say this prayer in your heart. Lord Jesus, I know I have done wrong, but I know you are my best friend, and I will follow you and trust you at every point. Please, Lord Jesus, be my best friend from now on. Come into my life and guide me. In your heavenly name, amen. Thank you, guys. Can I have a round of applause for my happy helpers? And as they're all up here, we've been doing something over the summer, and I was just wondering if anybody can remember one or maybe 10 of a certain commandment that we have done. I think Daniel knows, guys. I'm going to get the microphone for you. No, I'm not. Where, can I get this one? Oh, here you go. Fabulous. Thank you, Kevin. Okay.
What one?
Can I do any of them?
Yeah.
Do not murder. Do not steal. Do not worship any other god before me. Always keep the Sabbath day holy. Don't be jealous.
Should we ask Ali?
Always love. I think that's one. Why not?
It's a good one. That's definitely a good one. It's not in the 10 though.
Don't lie.
Don't lie. 6. Bruce.
Don't cheat.
Don't cheat. Like steal.
No, don't commit adultery.
Cheat. Yeah, that's 7. Don't commit adultery. Any other? We've got 3 more. Maybe we can have help from the congregation. Oh, Pete, shout out. Honour your mother and father, brilliant. Now this is testing for you guys, because I'm not going to help you. Number 2, come on guys. That's in the new gospel, but that's confusing. Yes, go for it.
Don't be false testimony.
Don't be false, absolutely. And one more.
Isn't it, don't use my name in vain?
Don't use my name in vain! Brilliant! Lovely. Thanks, guys. You can sit down now. Thank you. And I'm going to pass back over to Jenny.